Okay, and what I'd like you to do is just stay quiet, close your eyes. I'll call in the light again. So, Lord God, send us your light, and we put this time together into your light for the highest good. And I'd like you to answer that question. Okay, and for those of you with wondering minds, which I'm sure does not pertain to anybody here, but in case there might be one, the question is, how do you achieve spiritual success? Okay, and whatever comes, comes. There's no right, there's no wrong. Okay, and what I'd like to do, we'll start with New York, because obviously those people in New York are the brightest, the most sophisticated, and they really know. Okay, just ask them, they'll tell you. So we'll start here, and then we'll go to phone land, and anybody's welcome to talk, to share. Okay, so if you'd like to just share, why don't you give it to the lady next to you first, so her eyes don't pop out.
The first answer that came to me was to do what we just did.
Was what we just did?
Yeah.
Okay.
To meditate.
Okay, all right. No, good. That handsome guy with wearing the stripes.
What I got was that we don't achieve it, that we allow it.
Okay. All right.
I got be the Lord God, but I did have something come up about the achieve too.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Wow.
I did too, but I didn't realize that's what it was. But what I got was aligning my will with God's will.
Okay. All right. Good.
And I got that there is no such thing as spiritual success. There's just success, which is staying present. It felt like a separation.
Okay, good for you. Okay, anybody else like to share? Okay, anybody in phone land, please speak, unmute and speak loud and clear. And could you speak a little louder, please? And go ahead.
I got commitment and letting go.
Okay, commitment and letting go. All right. Okay, thank you. Who else would like to share?
I got loving God.
Okay, loving God. Okay. Who else would like to go? Oh, at least one more person.
I had let go of achievement and success and be with God.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Okay. All right, well, there's some pretty good answers. And some of you have caught on that old Doc Lane gave you a trick question, okay? And the trick, of course, was how do you achieve success? And some of you kind of understood you don't, okay? You don't because it's not an achievement. We don't achieve it, okay? And this is a world, a culture that's very accomplishment-oriented or achievement-oriented. And we know that from the teachings that accomplishment and achievement come from the ego, that we have this goal and we're going to go reach it. We accomplish it or we achieve it. Okay? And so it's something outside of ourselves. And we battle the elements, we battle everybody else, and we go and we achieve this goal. Okay? And then, of course, it's a mock-up of how we hold things in consciousness. And if you take a look at how the world works God, so to speak, or at least what it thinks is God, that's what it's doing. God is outside and removed, far away. Okay, we need intermediaries, we need clergy, we need churches, etc. Okay, and it's something to reach. Okay, but the reality of spirit is inside out and backwards from that. We don't achieve and we don't accomplish this. Okay, and yeah, there is something called spiritual success. It's not the success, though, of the world or anything else like that, but there is spiritual success, okay? And what is that? Okay? But to be in the oneness of the Holy Spirit or the sound current, proper identification. Some of you may have had the experience of being enshrouded by Shabda, by the sound, okay? Where you've lost your, quote, identity as yourself in the world. And you become one with God. Okay? And that's spiritual success. Being present is spiritual success. Okay? And as some of you have said, or at least one person did, you know, it just doesn't come because the tooth fairy waves her magic wand and says, oh, you're going to be spiritually successful. Okay? It comes with commitment. Okay, and when you take initiation, it's a signal to yourself, initiation into the sound current, that, hey, I'm committed to know myself as spirit. I'm committed to go beyond the illusion of this world. I'm committed to get to know myself, not as male, not as female, not as somebody's husband, somebody's wife, not as somebody's mother or mother-to-be or anything else like this, or not by my job, not by my title, not by the color of my skin, not by my ethnicity, or anything else like that. But I'm committed to know myself as spirit, as soul, okay? Not thoughts about God, not thoughts about spirit, or anything else like that, okay? If I wanted to know thoughts about God, all I have to do is actually pay attention to myself, and it's in me. Or study religions. Those are thoughts about God. Okay? It's not God. It's knowing God by reflection, indirectly, through the karmic fields. But I want to know God directly. And so we take initiation into the sound current to know God directly, the soul experiencing God, coming to know itself as spirit. Because that's what the soul is. It's spirit. It's God. We're created in his image. Now, obviously, you don't look like God. Or let me say it another way. Thank God, God doesn't look like you. You know? So it's not that. It's we're created in his image, the same material, with the same spirit, the same sound current. Okay? We're created in his image. That's what we are. Okay? And spiritual success has to do with knowing that. Okay? All right. And also, I was struck, somebody said aligning my will and God's will. But really, that's still the effort and the ego. What needs to be done is we allow. And what we do on this path, it's a surrender path. It's just the opposite of the way the world thinks. We think that power is in our assertion, is in our willfulness, etc. But the power is in surrender to the spirit we are. That's where the magnificence is. That's where the power is. Okay? It's not power to control anybody or anything. It's not dominance over anybody. It's not the ability to go into another country and colonize another country or anything else or colonize its people or do anything like that. Okay? What it is the power of freedom, the power of choice and literally to command all the levels of spirit. Because we know that the soul lives on many levels. My father's house are many mansions. Okay? The soul, the house of God. That's what that is. And the mansions are the levels, the different levels that the soul lives on. And the journey of the soul is through those levels. And just think, if you work in the initiatory process correctly, all those levels, they just part for you. And you just go through them, as it were. You wake up on those levels. And you wake up, and you wake up, and you wake up, and you get strengthened. And you get strengthened. So you can just go there, and you're in charge, and just go through there. Well, I mean, I went up to Canada recently, and boy, I needed a passport. They wouldn't let me in unless I had this passport. You know? And I think if I stood there and said, yeah, but I'm spirit, you know, they would say, well, that's very nice. I'm Canadian and you're not getting in, you know? But I thought we're friends. Oh, we are friends, but you're still not getting in. Okay, so, and yet with soul and with spirit, guess what happens? You not only get in, but you go through and you travel through. That's an awful lot of power. Okay? Now, the Christ was the commander of all the angels, God's angels. Okay? He had dominion over all things. And he told us, that which is in me is in you too. Yeah, but wait a second, I'm Hindu. Oh, wait a second, I'm Jewish. Well, no, you're not. Your body is, but the soul in you isn't. And as a soul, you've gone through the religions before. And there's something in it for you to glean from it, okay, in your process as a soul. Even if it's, oh, that's not it. Even if it's, oh, it's not in the ritual. Even if it's in, oh, wait a second, you know, this is a jumping off point for loving God, but I can't get there. How do I get there? And you start questing and questing and questing, even if it's that, okay? But the soul goes through all the religions, okay? So when we talk about what is spiritual success, we need to work it and know that it's something inside out and backwards. It's not something you achieve. It's not something you accomplish. It's something that you allow and that you surrender to, see? Now, if I want to go and have dinner, I have a couple of choices. Okay? And I'm not saying it's in the order of probability of its occurrence, but A, I can make it myself. B, I can go to a restaurant. C, I can ask my much better half to please, we can have something. Okay? If we can eat something. Or I could order takeout. Okay? But it's always something that has to happen. It's not already prepared. It's not already done. It's not already waiting for me. Okay? But here's this thing called spirit or soul, and it's there. And the place has already been prepared, and it's inside of us, and it's there. It's waiting on us. So all I have to do is open it. I don't have to open to it. I don't have to make any effort to get there or to do anything about it, okay? And one of the nice things about spiritual success is it has nothing to do with the outer situation. It has nothing to do with how rich or poor you are, how much status or lack of status you have, or anything else like that, okay? The way of the world is the way of the world. The way of spirit doesn't operate that way. Okay? And if we find ourselves going towards that, then we have a magnetic connection. We have an attachment. Okay. But the interesting thing is we don't live in monasteries, you know, we're not hermits. We're right here in this world. Why did God put us in this world if it's not the way of the world? The way of spirit and to obtain spiritual success is not only not of this world, but it's inside out and backwards of this world. Why did God do it? Well, he did it because he's a genius. You know, real smart. How best for us to learn detachment, neutrality, than to throw us right in the midst of all this? How do we begin to separate out? Because what's happened, the soul has and is now in a great state of confusion. It's mixed. Its natures are mixed. It, you know, it's spirit, it's of the world. And the soul has come into the world so often and gone out into the world of form that it's identified with the world of form. And so when you take initiation, you learn how to go in the soul body, and you learn how to have your energy go from out to within, from down and out in the world to up, as it were. Not direction, but up into the soul body in terms of a frequency. And you start reversing the habitual way you have as a soul of being in the world, which is going down and out. Okay? That's called karma. That force is called karma. Okay, and it goes with you as soul, and it causes you to take on another body and another body and another body, because you're going literally down and out into the world. Your lines of energy that you've created, those are the attachments. You're responsible. We are responsible whether we want to be or not. Yeah, but, you know, I was only 3 when I wanted to be a fireman. What did I know? Yeah, well, your body was 3. Your body's not responsible. Your body has no karmic responsibility towards that at all. But the soul does. And your soul's not 3. Okay? So we're always responsible. And responsible, as the teachings teach us, has to do with the ability to respond to the spirit that we are. Responsibility. Respond to the spirit. So it's proper identification. We identify with ourselves as spirit. So if I know that I'm spirit, then I also know that all these things that are happening in my life, they're here as a blessing, as an opportunity for me to learn, lift, and let go and come more into my true identity. Because what's my true identity? Well, the eternal in you, the spirit, the soul. You know? And it's nice to think, well, you know, I'm going to work on this some other time. I'm too busy now. And before you know it, the window of opportunity is gone. And you may have to pick up body after body after body to have the opportunity again. You know? And that's part of our confusion being in the world of form. And the soul has come into this world so often that it thinks many times its emotions, it thinks its thoughts, it identifies with all sorts of things. And it's forgotten. We've forgotten our nature. We've forgotten who we are. And in the process of initiation and achieving, quote, spiritual success, what do? We learn that we can achieve it. We learn that we surrender. And we learn that we are spirit. And sometimes it's a matter of everything else out there drives me crazy, you know? or everything else makes no sense, or there's so much pain. I have so much pain in my life. How come? Why? Why am I in such pain? Well, you want the antidote? There's only one true painkiller. Okay? And that's spirit. That's God. And when we identify with that, what happens? Well, we have proper perspective. We start to disengage from our emotions. We start to disengage from our thoughts. We start to see that what the mind loves to do is create problems that don't exist so that it could be busy solving them. Okay? Now, if I walk around hallucinating, you'd probably lock me up, and deservedly so. But that's kind of what we all do as people until we don't do it anymore. We're hallucinating all these problems. And then we're busy solving them. Okay. And when we start to have proper identification and we start to have spiritual success, remember, identifying ourselves as soul, as spirit, then we start getting distance from all that stuff. And we start learning to let go, learning to surrender, learning to let go of controlling others, trying to control our emotions, trying to control our thoughts. You know, I see it all the time in when people come and meditate with us. And they're told very directly, you know, you just go above all that stuff and just do the HU, as we did at the beginning of this satsang, which is an old ancient name of the Lord God, which tells us where we're from, by the way. We're you mans. Okay, you is the first manifestation of the Lord God. So that's what we are. We're manifestations of God. And just because we don't know it doesn't mean it ain't so. So here we are, these manifestations. Okay, and when people come and they meditate with us, many times what they'll do is they'll try to stop their thoughts because they're meditating and they shouldn't have thoughts, you know, or they'll start reciting the Psalms to themselves, or because if they start going above their thoughts and not having any thoughts, oh my God, Chicken Little, the sky is gonna fall. So I better create a whole bunch of noise. Let me say, you know, let me fill it in. By the way, the Psalms are magnificent. I'm not saying that. But rather than the mind being free and clear, or at least above it, we engage it. Okay, and that's what we, up until now, what many of us do. And when we practice spiritual success, we don't engage. We don't engage in the mind stuff, in the emotions or anything. That doesn't mean we don't have them. We do have them, okay? But we also have gas, you know? We also have pimples. We also have two arms. You don't say, hey, that's my name. I miss two arms. You know, you have an arm that's kind of like a tool. Well, God's given us these thoughts and these emotions so that we have something to strengthen ourselves from, to lift off from, to choose other than into our thoughts, into our feelings, into our negativity. Okay? And to lift from that. Okay? So spiritual success has to do with being one with God. Allowing, it's not achieved, it's not an accomplishment, okay, but has to do with God's grace and opening to that, okay. And the meditation that we do is such a wonderful opportunity to practice surrender, letting go, all that stuff, because a lot of thoughts come up, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions, okay. And if you're working directly on this path, you're also having a lot of karma cleared. Okay, and you don't know where the karma comes from. You have no idea when it got created. What lifetime? What are you talking about? What lifetime? And yet, it's being cleared. So you have many opportunities to let go, many opportunities to trust, many opportunities to allow. Okay? And spiritual success is simply allowing yourself to be in the oneness, to receive, and to know yourself as spirit. And it's a gift that you give. You can't, you know, it's said you can't buy, spirit can't be bought, it can't be taught, it has to be caught. And how do you catch it? Okay. But by following the spiritual instruction and receiving the grace that flows, the spiritual energy, the spiritual flow that's present. Okay? So we achieve by not achieving. We achieve by allowing. We achieve by trusting. We achieve by locating the goal and putting it inside ourselves and discarding it as a goal and opening up to that which is present. Okay, because God lives in us as us. You know, if I say the word God or spirit and you're locating it outside yourself, well, then you're setting yourself up to achieve, you know, something outside of yourself, and you're going to reach it, you're going to accomplish it, okay? You're going to accomplish it, but that's not the teachings. Okay? But rather, it's something inside, like the core of an onion or of, an artichoke or so, and all those layers are peeled away by grace, by your allowing. And all that stuff called karma is just wiped clean. Okay? And I appreciate the fact that we're so thickened in our insistence on our false identity that we probably don't even, many of us probably don't even realize that we're bound by karma, that we've conditioned our reality by karma. And it's interesting, whenever I talk to Westerners, most of them discard the notion of karma. And I'm always fascinated by that. How do you not see yourself as responsible for your creation and at the effect of it? You know, and I just find it fascinating. And the response is always the same. Well, if I own up to karma and that I'm a soul, then this lifetime isn't important. Then the ego isn't that important. And I said, well, you know, the ego is important, and it's not going to work to do what some religions teach, that you have to do away with the ego using the ego, but rather teachings teach us of its proper place, which is in service to spirit. Okay, so we serve spirit, we trust, we allow. And that's kind of like an interesting paradox, that if you let go of your false identity and you allow God's grace and you know that you're soul and you know that you're spirit, then this life becomes even more important. Why? Because you get to see the incredible blessing and the opportunity that God's given you to come to know yourself as spirit, as soul. Not, see, what these people were saying is, if I let go of karma, I let go of my ego, then I can't achieve as much. I won't be as driven into the things of the world, and I won't be as successful. Yeah, that's true. Most likely. But, well, it's the first part of that is true. You won't be as driven. But an interesting thing happens. If you're not as driven, then you have more inner flexibility and more inner maneuverability, and you'll probably be a lot more successful, but you won't be as identified with that outer success. So it's a process of your focus and what you're choosing to identify with. And they're saying, I don't want to give up that outer identification, okay? But to be spiritually successful means the inner identification. You know your soul, you know your spirit, you know the blessed opportunity of this lifetime, why God has given you life, why we've taken human form and the opportunity, and you live in gratitude and you take advantage of it. That's the final ingredient, that you're a smart cookie and you take advantage of this opportunity. You know, if I gave you $50, you'd take it. Okay? And here's something, this opportunity to know yourself as soul, as spirit, which is beyond priceless. A lot of you run the other way. Why? I don't want to be responsible, you know, or you think it doesn't pertain to you, or I'm the only person in all of God's creation who's not caught in the inner mirror, in the cosmic mirror, in the inner worlds. Doesn't pertain to me. So I see everything very clearly, and I'm not bound by any illusion. Okay? And somehow I really think that when I die, when I drop the body, I'm going to go home to God. Well, you'll see God at the level that the soul was vibrating on when it was alive in the body. And it'll be alive outside the body at the same level. Okay? And this life, it's the only opportunity that the soul has to leapfrog through the different levels by the process of initiation and go to completion here. And go home to God as a byproduct of loving God and coming to know yourself as spirit. What an incredible gift. Okay? And one last thing I want to say about spiritual success is most of the time it's not a big, you know, Hail Mary pass at the end of the football game of 90 yards that wins the game. It's not the walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, but it's the little moments inside ourselves where we let go. It could be deciding not to be angry at someone. It could be deciding to give up trying to control a result. It could be deciding to, even if you don't know the outcome, give up something that doesn't work for you. And move into trust. Okay? It can be deciding, okay, I literally don't know where the next dollar's coming from. Okay? But I know the truth is spirit. Okay? And I know that I'm one with the Lord God and it's handled. And rest in that knowing. And I'll do whatever I need to do, but I don't manipulate, I don't go do things to make it happen. Rather, I do things in the fulfillment of that knowing. And that's a whole different ballgame. So it's found, spiritual success is found in little moments inside ourselves where we decide to move into our divinity, where we decide to allow that, where we decide to know that, hey, yeah, I am spirit, and this is the truth, and this is where I choose to focus. Because God's given us free will. And spiritual success has to do with the proper use of that will into the fulfillment of ourselves as spirit. Okay? And it's that simple. Okay? Now, I didn't say it's easy. I said it's simple. Okay? And we'll stop with that.